Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson. Oh my goodness me. You guys sit up, take notice, because I've got a really exciting story for you today. I've been talking off camera with Rita Brooks. She is the chairperson, the CEO, and also the vendor of Tambura Metals. ASX code is TMB. And what we're going to talk about today is pretty exciting. But before I get into all that, let's welcome Rita. Rita, great to see you. But before we get into Tambura and all of the exciting stuff that you're doing with that, your backstory is fascinating. So you're originally, you were an art teacher, is that correct?
Yes, I came from Melbourne to Kalgoorlie when I got married and my husband was working in the small gold mining exploration. So I started to help him do a bit of the research, and he would go out and put the pegs in the ground and mark out the tenements, and that's how I learned the business.
So here's an art teacher that comes from Melbourne to Kalgoorlie. Was that a bit of a cultural challenge, or was it absolutely fine and you just went, oh my goodness, I found, because you really understand the mining industry?
I love being in the bush first and foremost, so we love camping. I love painting watercolors, doing exploration. So it was a good match.
It was a good match. I love it. Okay, so you've been in Kalgoorlie for quite some time. You understand it. Let's talk Tambura Metals, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, only listed on the 12th of August. So it is literally the newest kid on the block, I think, in terms of who I've spoken to recently. So you listed, you've raised $8 million, so you've got lots of cash. Not a problem there, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said, the ASX code is TMB. Before I ask you to give me the overview of Tambura, in fact, let's just do that to start with. Tambura Metals, let's just give a quick overview because people don't know who you are.
When we listed, I've ended in the projects that I've been working on for quite a few years, especially the established gold mines at Tambura. It's a historic gold field. And then I applied for ground at Chila, which was, again, a gold and some base metals had been drilled there, but it's a major structural fault, which hosts over 3 million ounces, but that's in three deposits over 300 kilometres. So in Tambura and Chila, those gold projects are significant in terms of how we can quickly assess, develop and start drilling now that we've raised the money.
And is that where the name Tambura Metals came from? Because it's the Tambura Goldfields, I guess.
Yes, the Tambura Goldfield is a historic goldfield. It was mined from 1892 to 1899. And so I've been able to go back to the library and get the original records, mapping from 1905, where the quartz veins go right through the granites. And that mapping is obviously more accurate, if you like, until you start walking the ground.
When you start walking the ground, and how much work have you done? How big is the area? And let's do a little bit of so people can understand exactly where this ground is. It's the Pilbara, is that correct?
Yeah, we're 70 kilometres southwest of Marble Bar. And so we're about an hour in from the Northern Highway. So halfway between Port Hedland and Newman. So it's very accessible. To the north is the Mount Webber iron ore mine, and further north is the Pilgangoora and Altura lithium mine.
Okay, so how did you get to, I mean, obviously you've had a long history of going out and you understand the areas and stuff. Why here? Why did you peg this particular ground? And you say that there was mining there in 1892 to 1899. Has there been any modern exploration work done on this ground?
Yes, it had been closely held by prospectors for over 25 years. Before that, in 1990, 1989, other companies had gone in and done some drilling at some of the historic gold mines. And some of the numbers that we wanted to follow up was 8 metres at 10 grams at 25 metres. And now when in 2019, with a government grant, drilling produced at 39 metres depth, a 21 gram per metre. So these are really high-grade gold in quartz veins. But the issue, the interesting part is that you have multiple quartz veins and nobody's drilled at depth.
When you say at depth, how deep are we talking? And have you got a drill rig up there? Are you, you know, as I say, you're the new kid on the block. What are you doing up there at the moment?
At the moment, we've been mapping and sampling, and so putting out where we wanted to do the drill rigs and modelling up the existing old gold intersections with where we propose to drill to make sure we've got our targets right. So we're looking at areas where there's 9 metres at 8 grams, because they're the sort of things that you could definitely propose and model up if it's less, you know, for an open cut. But in the middle of our work a couple of weeks ago, we were working further south on the exploration area, and we've come across on the side of the range a massive pegmatite intrusion
that hasn't been seen before, or people didn't know. I mean, what were people, were they looking for gold in the past? I mean, they were.
They would never recognise the pegmatites, because the pegmatites were not mineralised. So pegmatites contain tantalum and lithium and a tin. So the area, some of the creeks were in the 1970s and 1940s, were prospected for tantalum and tin. So they would dig that up through the creeks. But that, where the source is obviously these pegmatites. So that's what we're going to test now for the lithium content.
Has that surprised you to the, like, how did you come across, were you just driving past, or how did you come across them?
We were going further south doing rock chip sampling, mm-hmm. and so we'd never, you have to walk in for an hour, so it's not like it's easy to get to, but we were going against the greenstones on the granite contact. So it's exactly a similar geology to where Pilgangoora is against the Kairos gold.
So this is a gold project which is turning into a gold lithium tin project going
Correct.
Forward.
Is that and right? That's what happens in the Pilbara. That's exactly right. You can have these growth opportunities, and the same as Pilbara Minerals is right beside Kairos Gold. So it's a very, and the Hemi, we've got the granite right against the greenstone, which is the Hemi granite in greenstone gold. So
for those people that don't know, first of all, the Hemi discovery is De Grey Mining, which is doing very well, and it's yes. massive, and it just keeps growing. Yes. When you say that you're up close to Hemi, explain what that means from an investor point of view and the potential.
I think what led De Grey, and they had been working at the Millennia Shear Zone for quite a long time, so they had been working on old historic gold mines and drilling and extending. So Tambora is at the early stage. We've got the historic gold mines. We haven't drilled the green areas where there has been no. So the prospectors were always led to the quartz reefs to look for gold, because it's where the quartz was on the surface. So now we're going to drill further down.
Okay, so that's all happening at the moment, and I guess going forward for the rest of this year, lots of soil sampling and working out where to put the drill rigs, etc. What can people expect from just these, the gold and the lithium up in this area, in this Pilbara area?
The sampling will come back. There may or may not be spodumene in the pegmatites. So that's the first pass to do that initial mapping and sampling. But the main thing is we've got significant gold mineralisation. We're talking to drilling companies to get drill rigs. As you know, there's
pretty tight.
It's competitive, but the area does have a lot of work and activity at the moment. So we're hopeful that we'll get on the ground in the next few months. And doing all the compliance work is important, but getting those results back before we actually commence drilling is probably, we've got great grades, 21 grams at 39 metres depth for a metre. So we're really excited to get in there and start drilling.
Do you think it's fairly consistent over the ground that you've got, Rita? I mean, just explain to us what you, and how big is the area that you've pegged up in this area?
It's four lots of 200 hectares, so 400 hectares initially of all historic gold mines, quartz reefs. So 400 hectares, and then to the south, we've got 3 kilometres of exploration area as well. And again, if the quartz reefs are buried and deep, they would never have been identified. So these are large mineralised systems that we hope continue at depth. And so the prospectors have taken, you know, what they could easily win 100 years ago.
Okay, well, you haven't stopped there, because you turned around and went out and pegged some more ground, didn't you?
That's right. In Julimar, I followed the Chalice story very closely. Yep. And I was looking at the work and their releases, and when they had that first drill hole in March 2020, it was really great news for the area, and it put a real interest for everyone, really. It's 100 kilometres from Perth, a fantastic mining area, that a new discovery, and it's just what we needed to, you know. So there's been wonderful investment and the results, and we're looking forward to that. But I'm one of the largest, Tambora is one of the largest landholders now in that area with exploration ground. I don't have any identified ultramafics yet, but that's where we're up to exploring. We've raised the money to do that.
You've got quite a large ground holding over there. How did you manage to pick all that up? Were you just quick off the mark? Did you just see what Chalice were doing and went, you know what, there's probably some ground there that I need to peg? And your background is you understand all of that. So how did it come about that you just, what did you choose? Why did you choose it?
Going on the geophysics and also looking at our first one that we're going to work on is Bolgard, and I've got Bolgard East. Bolgard is actually historic gold. It's strange, okay. You know, actually has gold. So then you follow that through, and that's exactly why we started looking at that. We'll do sampling and ground EM, and we'll get access agreements. So there is historic New Line, which I'm right beside, again, nickel, and further north, we're just to the west of Yarrawinda Hill, which is Caspian. So I picked up that ground. It was held for bauxite, the whole area, so there wasn't a lot of information at depth, but looking at the actual work and the reports that have been done, we thought that there's probably some good targets there.
Are any of your holdings in this area, in the Julimar North project, are any of them on the same sort of geological structure as Chalice, or are you off to the east or the west? Or
just that's exactly right. You've got the Jimpiting on the right-hand side, which is the eastern side, and the Julimar. So we sit to the north, and we're right beside Burley Minerals. We follow that trend down. We don't have that. We're right on the west side, and we think there may be extensions from Yarrawinda Hill, which is the Caspian area as well.
One more, because I think the Julimar North project is pretty exciting, but you've also just announced a new acquisition, and I love the name of this one, the Russian Jack Project. Talk to us about that one.
East Pilbara, I've been looking in that area, and I follow that, do that research. So there was pegmatite swarms on to a couple of kilometres to the northeast of this area.
And sorry to interrupt you, Rita. What is a pegmatite swarm for those of us that are not geos?
Again, the pegmatites come to the surface, and so they're against the granite rocks. So in terms of identifying tin, tantalum and lithium, they're a good indicator for sampling. And so we, in the area, there was also tin, tantalum, lithium prospects. So I applied for the ground in the name of Tambora 100% a couple of weeks ago. So we'll be out there doing the research and walking the ground. That's just south of Nullagine.
That's what I was going to ask you. Whereabouts is this? Nullagine. Remind me where Nullagine is.
Nullagine, south of southeast of Marble Bar. It's a gold centre. So between Marble Bar and Nullagine. Nullagine is where Nova Resources has a gold mine, Beaton's Creek.
Okay, so easy access?
Yes.
And how big is this again? How big is this project?
I it's significant, probably about 80 kilometres.
80 square K?
Yes.
Okay, so this is an early one because you've only just got this a couple of weeks ago, haven't you?
It extends onto our battery minerals development.
So you've got battery minerals, you've got the gold. Yes. There's a couple of big, exciting projects in here.
Yes.
I know you like them all. Is there a favoured child amongst all this?
I think the gold story will keep growing. And right. I'm really happy to have the shareholders come on board with me. I've kept a significant shareholding in the company, and I'm locked for 2 years. So there's a real investment case to be had there. We have been under the radar at Tambora, but I think our news flow and getting stories out about the gold, our gold progress, will be exciting.
Well, I think the gold, well, I'm known as the gold nerd, so of course I'll think the gold is very exciting. And the grades seem to be really good. Are you looking, how deep do you think it goes with your gold project, your Tambora project?
Historically, there hasn't been any deep drilling. So we've been looking at De Grey's investigation and how they've come about arriving at the Hemi resource. So when you've got that similar sort of geological structure, we're very interested in following their process and actually doing, I've only done RC drilling, so we plan to do RC drilling to identify, we've got grades at 21 grams, 9 metres at 10 grams. So those sort of grades need to be followed through, and also we're looking for repetitions at depth of these reefs.
And they are reefs. Rita, I have to ask, I always ask my interviewees this, Tambora, you've only just listed, you've got plenty of cash, but why do you think that investors should have a really good look at Tambora? We've given you the story, ladies and gentlemen, but I'd like to hear it from Rita. Why do you think now, and you're passionate, your passion's great, I love it, and you know what you're doing, but why do you think now's a good time for investors to sit up and take notice?
Gold and developing a gold project and being able to find ounces and process them is an important process in raising money and putting the money to work. So we've got the exploration dollars, getting on the ground and developing what we have and actually finding new targets within our project. So a lot of the other thing that highlights Tambora is it was split up into small land holdings. So we've got a contiguous, we've got all the historical mines there. So we can go across boundaries that were before small 9-hectare leases. We've got 400 hectares now. So this could be a growing story at depth for potential gold mining.
So it's pulling it all together and seeing how it, it's like seeing how it all hangs together. That's really what the start is, isn't it?
Correct. And that is the same analogy is for Chile, because we've got different explorers drilling for gold, drilling for base metals. So even we've put all those drill holes together and modelled it up. We've got a 200-metre wide, 7-kilometre length of target areas, and that the gold is coming in at 88 metres. Again, very shallow.
But very shallow at the moment, but you are going to be drilling a little bit deeper.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're almost out of time, Rita, and I could talk to you for a lot longer, and I'm pretty excited about what you've put together here. I always like to end up three reasons why investors should be looking at Tambora right now.
I think we've got the ability and the funding now to progress at a fast rate and get on the ground and get drilling once we do our compliance. Julimar is a very exciting story because it hasn't been drilled. Surveys, targets will be followed up with drilling. And when we can't be working in the Pilbara in the beginning of next year, we'll be able to work in Julimar, which is a couple of hours out of Perth. So we've got the perfect combination, if you like.
And you're only just getting started. Ladies and gentlemen, they've only just listed, they're only just getting started. Rita Brooks, I wish you all this. Not only are you the chairperson and the CEO, She's also the vendor, ladies and gentlemen, and she knows what she's doing. Thanks so much for joining me on Small Caps today.
Thank you for your time, Kerry. Bye.